unto the Lord for his most needed help. I ask your attention to chapter 28 of the book of Job, and I will read verses 7 and 8. The book of Job, chapter 28, verses 7 and 8. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. What then is this path but the path of God's decrees? Those appointed ways of which the Lord in glory is the author of. We have much comfort here because there is nothing improbable about this. There is nothing which would be called in any way or cast any doubt upon it. The word of God says there is, and so there is, and it will be wondrous to behold it. It will be of mercy if you can trace it, and you will surely trace it if you are in this text this day. And that pathway which we may just enter into a moment or two this morning not only affects the Lord's dear people here, every vessel of mercy in this time state shall be found with an interest in this path, and whose footsteps will be placed within that path. But to my exercise, to my spirit, I hope today it affects the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. And furthermore, if today, at the close of this day, you might have raised up within your poor soul a hope that you are in a pathway which is decreed and appointed of God, you will find the truth of it, that it will be a pathway of peace. You'll say, well, now you keep telling us that there's tribulation when God appoints your path. When God puts you in that path, there's not a power in hell can overthrow you, and there's not a devil in the hell can distress you without permission of God. It is a path which is sure, and it is a pathway which has peace in it, because it is a pathway which God has ordained. And just for a moment, the lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. My mind went, and I hope led the Spirit, to a word in the prophecy of Isaiah. If I can find it, I will read it, but I hope we shall then see that it is what it means, a pathway where the lion's whelp have not trodden, nor the fierce lion passed by it. In the 33rd chapter of Isaiah, we have these words: thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech than thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue that thou canst not understand. Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities, thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, and neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, of which and which the vulture's eye hath not seen, the lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. We may just say this too. Not only does the fowl not know it, nor the vulture, nor the lion, the unregenerate doesn't know it, the professor doesn't know it, it is hidden from those, but it is of the people of God. They shall know it, and they shall know it is of God, that it is a decreed path, an appointed path. It is a way which is right, because God has appointed it. I thought of those words that are so well known. He led them forth by a right way, that they might come to a city of habitation. It is a path where the believer will find Christ in. It is a pathway of peace. Not that there shall not be tribulation, of course, but what God decrees. When you walk in this path, there are other things in this path which we hope the Lord will help us to bring before you. The peace indeed will pass all understanding. It's a pathway of obedience. Obedience is found in that path. It is a pathway which every child of God shall walk, but it is a pathway in which they shall not walk alone. It is a pathway where they shall find the person, the presence, the comfort, and the help, and the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ. I paint no pathway which is different, or describe no pathway which is different from the Word of God. And it is also a pathway of experience. And it is a rich experience that is learned in this pathway. So you will find, first of all, those who do not have this pathway, or do not know it and do not understand it. Where no fowl knoweth, which the vulture's eye hath not seen. And I don't know anything about vultures other than you might read, my friends, but one of the things, one of the evidences of a vulture, you know, is this, is eyesight. It is a most known fact, I believe. I could say this, that a vulture's eye is a very keen eye, a very strong eye. It is a very perceiving eye. And though it flies above the earth, it can see minute details of those living things below him. But that eye cannot see this path. The world in its wickedness can't see it, though not understand it. The professor in his contentment with the letter and with the acknowledgement of the letter and walking in the letter of the Word of God will never know this path. But it is a path which is decreed. And what is such a comfort, you know, it speaks of there is. Not there may be. Well, as the Lord will help us, the Lord indeed must surely help us to speak something of this path which no fowl knoweth and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. And that pathway, therefore, as I said as I commenced, is of the decree and purpose of God for his church. And it is for them and indeed for the great head of the church. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he was here, came unto his own, and his own received him not. And we might say very simply, the reason why they didn't see him, or the reason why they didn't understand him, was that their eyes were closed, their hearts were dead. and they had no spiritual knowledge of the person of Christ. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and he walked the path, my friends, decreed from all eternity. Decreed from all eternity. It's beyond the finite knowledge that man might have. The most able, gifted, the most acute brain of man can never understand the pathway of Jesus Christ. But in the counsels of Jehovah, that pathway was decreed. And in time, that pathway shall be entered into. A path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. And in the decrees and purposes of God, there was a day when this appointment came to pass. That birth in Bethlehem began a pathway for Christ. We might say, and in the general sense of the word, it would be true to say, it is a pathway that lasted 33 years. It was a pathway which the holy humanity of God in Jesus Christ and deity were united, eternally united, and for the salvation of his people. It is a pathway which Christ walked in obedience to the covenant of grace, decreed and appointed of God that there shall be that way of salvation, decreed and appointed of God, spoken in promise at the fall of man in the third chapter of the book of Genesis. There it was decreed that the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head. And in the fullness of time, this pathway was walked. How the Lord Jesus Christ walked a singular and indeed a most solemn and lonely pathway. A pathway of opposition from the very moment that he was brought into this world. And even before he was brought into this world, there was raised against him the spite of hell. Evil men were raised up to overthrow the Christ of God. My friends, but so with the people of God, so with the Lord Jesus Christ, where a pathway is ordained to be walked, no one can stop that path. No one can overthrow it. No one can hinder it. And it will be walked out, and those decrees will be walked out, my friends, whether it is for you or indeed for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's an unknown path to other people. It's an unknown path to, we might just go away from the original beginnings of this text and say this, that your pathway, my friends, no man, no fowl knoweth, and a vulture's eye hath not seen. You can't, and the Lord give you wisdom, not to try to look into the pathways of others, not in the sense that you might feel that it is a judgment against you because you walk not as they walk. Look not to the pathway of experience of other people, and may the Lord not allow you to fall under the temptation of Satan and say, because you're not walking as they walk, therefore you must be a stranger to what they know, and therefore your pathway, which you hoped was spiritual, is only emotional. My friends, every one of us, if we are children of God, every one of us, if we've got grace, has an appointed path to walk, and that pathway will be led, directed, and established and appointed, decreed of God for us individually. Every one of those pathways of a child of God shall end in glory. But the way to it, the way of salvation, shall everyone know that is in the covenant of grace. But the path of experience, that will be walked out as if there was no other path to walk. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. And it cannot be understood by others. And you may even have those who would seem to desire to give you wisdom to walk that path. My friends, it will not do. If God has put you into a path, he will uphold you in that path. And he will provide for you in that path. He will maintain you in that path. But he will indeed be with you in that path as well. His company, his presence, and his support will be there. But it will be a pathway which you have not chosen, but a pathway which he has chosen, and of which shall be a singular personal pathway and to no one else, where no fowl knoweth, which the vulture's eye hath not seen, the lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. Oh, how often it was said in the days of the Lord Jesus Christ, wasn't it? And said by himself, my friends, and decreed and purposed from all eternity, that the Son of God shall come dressed in humanity. And that pathway which even his best of friends would have sought to avoid that he should walk in. Remember when Peter said, when having been told that the Lord Jesus Christ will die on a cross, suffer and die and rise again, he said, it shall not be so. But in that, my friends, was the salvation of the church. And it was a path which is of no change nor alteration nor lessening in its decree either. And there's a word in Luke comes to my mind where the Lord Jesus said of his pathway, but he used an example, as it were, to reveal what it was. But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened until it be accomplished? My friends, it was the pathway of suffering. It was the pathway of oppression. It was the pathway of crucifixion. It was the pathway of untold pain and sorrow. It was a pathway which had the hidings of his own blessed Father's face. But my friends, it was his pathway to walk. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The hymn writer said we may borrow it for a moment, and it is surely in the poet's view and teaching, my friends, when the poet says, wrote this rather, astonished angels, stand amazed that Christ for man should bleed. They don't understand it. They cannot enter into it. They are created beings. They do not know the need of salvation. And they stand amazed at such a thing as the Son of God, in the purposes of mercy and of blessing and deliverance, that day came when Jesus Christ walked the pathway of obedience to the covenant, and indeed for the salvation of his people. I suppose we might just say this for a moment, that often it is decreed by circumstances the way which we walk. I thought of royalty as we know it. I suppose it would be right to say, therefore, if royalty is to continue, the heirs that are born into this world are therefore heirs to the throne of which they shall one day come to if spared. So there is, in a certain sense, in some people's pathway, circumstances which will bring them to those places. But in the way of salvation, my friends, in that glorious work of grace, in that wondrous decree and purpose of God for his children, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, pathway was set before him. He must walk that path. In the purposes of God, he did so. And there was no avoidance, there was no turning from it. I read recently where the Lord Jesus speaking to Pilate says, but my kingdom is not of this world. If it was of this world, then they would fight. But the kingdom was the kingdom of heaven. There is a pathway which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. and when he came to Calvary, and there he was crucified between two thieves. That pathway was decreed. When he walked the pathway of death, you know what the apostle wrote of the Lord Jesus Christ in chapter 2 of the Hebrews. It speaks of that pathway very simply, and it speaks of this, that we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. And he tasted death, that was in his pathway. And the powers of hell triumphed. They rejoiced in his death. They said, in effect, crucify him, crucify him. The powers of hell rejoiced when the Son of God was nailed to the tree at Calvary. And they rejoiced when he gave up the ghost. Oh, my friends, these are very deep things, but it's a path which no fowl knoweth. But oh, how ashamed they were on the resurrection day. He is not here. He is risen. My friends, the pathway was not interrupted or overthrown or brought to nothing because of the death of Jesus Christ. It was the way of salvation. He offered himself as an offering for his people. He laid down his precious life. He shed his precious blood. He was laid in a tomb. The pathway wasn't finished yet. The third day he rose again from the dead. This is a pathway which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. Now, my friends, believers, rest their soul, their eternal state, their eternal comfort, and their hope of heaven upon the pathway of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there alone is their hope. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on his DNA. My friends, this is why we start this morning with, and oh, so poor it is, but oh, so brief it is, but to speak of the pathway of Christ. But then the hymn writer again comes to mind when he said, his way was much rougher, much darker than mine. Did Christ my Lord suffer, and shall I repine? He says, look, as the Lord will help us to the pathway of his church, personally, not generally. We will not, it is no comfort to anyone really to generalize on the ways and means of salvation. It's not that, my friends, which will bring joy and gladness to your heart, but rather how it is personally with you. And let us look at the word then as it refers to the ways of grace. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, or the fierce lion passed by it, and that is the pathway of grace. Who knows anything of the pathway of grace but those that are in it? This is not the falseness of some religion where you choose your path. This is not this taking up with Jesus Christ. This is not making some decision for Christ. This is not that at all. There's a divine authority in this path, and that is why it says there is. There is a command from God in this path, and that's why it says there is. And a pathway of grace, ordained, decreed before the world. Everyone who is found in this pathway of grace was put in that path before they were ever born, before there was a scrap of dust that ever formed this earth. In the counsels of Jehovah, as in the eternal workings of the mind of God, my friends, how salvation was to be procured by the person of Christ for his people's sake, so everyone who is Christ's was chosen of God, and their pathway of grace, their beginnings as well as their endings, and that which is in the midst of it, my friends, will be according to the decrees of God. Did you not have the text last Sunday? That he which hath begun a good work in you shall perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. My friends, the beginning of that path, this path, there is a path, was decreed of God. The writer of that epistle was Paul. He could experimentally, he could, under the divine revelation of God, he could look back on that auspicious time when he left Jerusalem to go to Damascus. And he could look back on that auspicious time to that spot of ground where the Lord showed him mercy and brought him into the pathway of salvation. Oh, there is a path, and the beginning of it, my friends, is ordained of God. And you and I, if we are the subject of this remarkable, glorious, wondrous work, my friends, shall not put a step past that place where sovereign grace will bring a change to us and within us. Some of the people of God can go back to those days in their view, and they can remember the time when these things began to be their concern and their burden and their care. And wondrous that those things are. There is a path which no fowl knoweth. My friends, the ways of grace, the pathway of grace, the new birth, regeneration, the time when a sinner is stopped in his wild career, the time when his soul is quickened into divine life, the moment when he began to be in want, the time when sin and eternity and judgment and condemnation become to be a very great weight upon his spirit. Oh, this is a path, my friends, that no fowl knoweth. You talk to the free willers, they won't know this path. You talk to the mere professor who goes in and out of a place of worship, they won't know this path. But a child of God will know it, because it's decreed for him, because God will put him into it. The Holy Ghost will begin to work within his soul, and he'll establish him upon this path, and none can overthrow that path. You know, however infirmed or afflicted your body or mind may be as you grow older in years, my friends, if you've got grace in your soul, nothing can touch that grace. And if the Lord is so pleased to begin to call you, and does call you, he will also lead you along that path. And he will lead you into those things which are to be found within that path. Well, first of all, my friends, there is that which is within the path of conviction. When a soul is convinced that he is a sinner, the first evidence of believing is to believe one's a sinner. Brought to feel the burden, brought to mourn over the burden of sin, brought to see too that sin has against it the wrath of God, brought to feel, as it were, the condemnation of God against sin within the heart. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, the path, my friends, of conviction. And there's no gladness, there's no joy, and there's no peace in that path. But it's the beginning of the way, and there will be several times throughout the pilgrimage of a child of God when he comes again under the sense of sorrow over sin, condemned by his own wicked heart, my friends, he'll mourn over it. And it's one of those pathways which God ordains, is the pathway which God ordains for his people, which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. But nevertheless, it's a pathway which has great mercy and blessing in it. It is a pathway which has, indeed, and we might not overlook this truth either, my friends, what is on that pathway. You know, if you should be dropped into a part or come to a part of the country you've never been before, how glad you would be if you saw some signposts. How glad you would be. In the last war, they took down signposts because it was an aid to the enemy, they said. And if somebody dropped you in a county that you've never been or a country that you've never been, well, you would be a stranger in a strange place. And you would not know which way to go or which road to take. But there are within this pathway signs and evidences. And those signs and evidences are raised up of God. And they are found in this pathway to direct and to lead and to guide. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The pathway of grace. And you may not see these evidences or these signs clearly, but you will see sometimes more as you look back on the path than you do at the time when you're in the pathway of sorrow and distress. Because sorrow and distress in itself is one of the signs of grace. Sorrow over sin, I mean. Mourning over iniquity. God be merciful to me, a sinner, is a blessed signpost, my friends. Is a most blessed evidence. Being troubled with sin and troubled with distress are one of the evidences of life within. One of the evidences without that you are without grace, you know, is that you are not troubled by sin and Satan. And you're not perplexed by the approaching of eternity. But it is according, my friends, to God's teaching, the depths and the heights and the lengths and the breadths of this work. But what will be the signs then? Well, the Lord's dear people are a people who know themselves in a measure that it is revealed to them that they are fallen sons of Adam. But then in this pathway, my friends, they shall also know what is so simply called spiritual life. I love those hymns, you know, and I know I'm guilty of quoting them quite a lot, but those hymns that speak of the work of Christ Jesus, eternal life at his request to every saint is given, safety on earth, and after death the plenitude of heaven. I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. And the apostle wrote, didn't he, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, it is a path, my friends, where there is spiritual life in it. It's a path that has spiritual exercises. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall see God. My friends, there are so many signs and evidences of being in the ways of grace, of which the author and the maintainer of them is God. And that blessed spirit's work will keep you in that path, hold you in that path. You'll not be straying out of this path that you may be, that you should be chastened for even desiring to be found out of that path. But oh, the blessings that are in it. Well, what is the blessings that are in it? Well, my friends, where are we to begin? You might say, well, the blessings are at the end of the path. They're not all at the end. They're not all at the end, my friends. There are blessings along this way which will confirm you as being amongst the children of God. They're not, the best is yet to come is an old cliche, a true cliche perhaps we might say, my friends, but they're not all blessings that are to be waited for, that are at the end of the journey. There are blessings within the way, and those blessings which will encourage you and comfort you and help you on that way, and you'll walk a step or two in the light of those blessings. Well, I've said before, my friends, it is a way where Christ is found. It is a most blessed path then, though it may be, though circumstances may be very difficult, it may be a way of tribulation, it may be a way of sorrow or affliction, may it be a loss or cross that comes into this path, my friends. But oh, if you find Christ, if you your eyes, the eyes of faith, that is, are open to see the person of Christ in that way, my friends, that's one of the most sacred blessings that you will indeed enjoy in the pathway which leadeth unto life. Now, we've spoke of those who do not know this way, and we spoke of those who never will, but those whom God puts into this path, that they will know themselves, but they will know too what it is to seek after him. There will be seeking souls in this path. There will be hungry and thirsty souls in this path. There will be those longing souls. Oh, you know, it was mentioned recently, perhaps yesterday, of the Greeks who said, "Sirs, we would see Jesus." That will be the exercise of those in this way. We shall come later on, my friends, to speak of the way itself. But the pathway of the people of God will be the pathway of those who hunger and thirst for the things of God, that see no blessing nor comfort nor attraction, my friends, in any other way. You know, it's a wonderful thing, you know, you may find that your own nature goes out after the appointments of God or goes against the appointments of God. And you might wonder, because of the hardness of the way, that, well, surely it must be not the way which leads unto life. But it is the pathway which is decreed of God, where his people shall come under his blessing and under his teaching and under his guidance. I go back to chapter 38 of Isaiah, where Hezekiah said, in the recovering of his that affliction, he could look at the affliction that God had delivered him from, and he could say this: "By these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit." My friends, you'll surely have a nature that doesn't want to walk in that path, that will rebel against it. And you will find too that in that path that Satan himself will distress you by temptation or insinuations. But in that path you'll find Christ in it. And it may be in the deep things, it may be in the dark things, it may be in the most deepest of circumstances or greatest of sorrow. But oh, you'll need to, my friends, to find that he is in the way with you, because it will be a sweet and comfortable way. You know, one of the, we must not go on too long now, but one of the most sacred evidences of the old saints of God in the scriptures had, you know, that their path was right, was the promises. And whether you look at Moses, or whether you look at Gideon, or whether you look at Joshua, my friends, those men raised up of God, they had all one blessing, I was going to say, which was common to them all. And that was not only that the beginning was of God, but also that he will be with them in it, and that he will sustain them in it and support them in it. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen, the lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. Well, what is the blessing in these pathways? Well, it is, as you are brought to see your salvation, that it is indeed established upon that work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is as Christ is revealed to the soul as the way to God, as the way of salvation, that shows the mark and the evidences of the most favoured and blessed people on the earth, that are found in this way which leadeth unto life. There will be parts of this path which will be dark. Oh, there surely will be. Darksome times will be found in this path, my friends, but the darkness and the light are just the same to him. There will be times when you'll go but very few steps at a time, my friends, but you'll go leaning upon him. There is a path. I must close. The time's gone. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelp hath not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. Well, I'll say this and close, my friends. It will be a path which will have divine direction in it. Amen.
Notice is today, Father, God willing, there will be a prayer meeting on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Hadley will preach next Lord's Day. I'll sing our last hymn, hymn 771. Know, my Jesus crucified, by far excels all things beside. All earthly good I count but loss, and triumph in my Saviour's cross. Oh, could I know and love him more, and all his wondrous grace explore, ne'er would I covet man's esteem, but part with all and follow him. Hymn 771.
O Lord, this day confirm to thy people they are in this way, where Christ walked, Lord, under grace, realizing, Lord, such a need of him, blessed with the knowledge of him. Oh, grant that humility too, that sense of unworthiness, and Lord, what we sung to, that willingness to be found there. Bless thine own holy word. Oh, how far short we come, Lord. Pardon all that's amiss. Gather us later and be with us then, Lord, and be with us through this day. Keep alive our soul, and may his grace and the Father's love, communion of the Holy Spirit, remain with us both now and forever. Amen.